Despite fears that an upsurge in COVID cases would be keeping lots of kids home in this new school year, Seaside School Superintendent Susan Penrod says that has not been the case.
Attendance is great. Both students and families are excited to have kids back full time.
At a joint news conference Wednesday, all of Clatsop County's school superintendents were upbeat, with most schools back to full day, everyday learning. Schools are screening kids as they come in, doing contact tracing when there are cases, and, as in the case of Astoria, notifying parents of any COVID infections in the district on the day that they become aware of the cases. They say there's good compliance with mask requirements, with some pushback at the middle and high school levels. Antivirus measures range from adding extra lunch periods, to keeping the windows open on school buses, to keeping careful seating charts to help with tracing. Bill Fritz is superintendent in the Napa District.
Schools are the safest place in the community for children to be. The likelihood of COVID spread in schools is far lower than the likelihood of spread in our communities at large.
What's going on in schools is likely playing a part in Clatsop having the state's lowest infection rate among kids, about 3%. Although Fritz points out that some parents are sending sick children to school. In Warrenton School, Superintendent Tom Rogozinski says he's seeing educational gains, but being back in class is making a difference in kids' social and emotional lives as well. And there's been an 80% reduction in kids being referred to social services over the past year.
There are situations in which, you know, kids rely on their school and their teachers to sort of help them navigate some tough situations at home.
School staff are required to be fully vaccinated by October 18th.
For Astoria, we are over 90%, and I was pleased, to be honest, pleased to see the large number of staff who got vaccinated based on this requirement. We weren't sure how that was going to go.
Superintendent Craig Hoppus. The Astoria District will continue to operate an online academy that has attracted 100 students. Napa schools are also expecting a staff vaccination rate of over 90%.
Unfortunately, to get there, we will have a couple of employees who are making a decision to no longer be with us, and we're saddened by that. We value all of our people, but we also understand that people need to make individual choices.
Superintendent Bill Fritz. Fritz adds that the districts do share a problem, only partially driven by COVID, a shortage of school bus drivers. It's possible that the National Guard will be tapped to help. For KMUN Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.